Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Their debut, 1979, and the album Unknown Pleasures, direct to you on vinyl. We had Joy Division and Disorder on the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. And then in the middle, we had Interpol, originally released 2002. That was a 2012 remaster of Obstacle One from the album Turn on the Bright Lights. And we started the set off with The Cure, All I Ever Am, from Songs of a Lost World. As I mentioned, The Cure recently won their first Grammy, 2026. Unfortunately, they were absent from the event to attend their bandmate Perry Belmonte's funeral. Right now, we're going to head to Osaka, Japan. This is a Shonen Knife on The Blurred Crusade.
What does it for?
Let's go. This is Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
In a set inspired by the Ramones, we started off with Shonen Knife and Ramones Forever. Shonen Knife, also known as the Osaka Ramones. Just checking out their website, which is mostly in Japanese, so I'm not sure on the comprehension from my part, but it looks like they are going to have a U.S. tour July and August of 2026. No Vancouver date, but hoping. It looks like they're hitting some cities that are getting pretty close to BC, so keeping my fingers crossed for the Osaka Ramones coming to Vancouver sometime this summer. And then we had the Ramones and Cretan Hop from Rocket to Russia 1977, and then we finished off with Motorhead and the track Ramones from the album 1916.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In 2024, Hugh Stafford, an ecologist at the University of California, Davis, went backpacking in the Sierra Nevada. On Mount Kaweah, at about 12,000 feet, he stopped to take in the view. He saw lodgepole and foxtail pines.
And then I saw something else, and I thought, wait a minute, there's no way. And I walked over, and it was a Jeffrey pine.
In the Sierra Nevada, Jeffrey pines typically grow at elevations from 6,000 to 9,000 feet. But as the climate warms, scientists expect they'll be able to survive at higher elevations. It's too soon to know if Safford's discovery is part of that trend, but he's since found multiple Jeffrey Pines above 12,000 feet. The seeds were likely carried there by a bird called the Clark's Nutcracker. Safford says in the past the seeds would probably have failed to germinate, but as temperatures rise, seeds stashed at higher elevations may have a greater chance to sprout. The trees Safford found have no cones, so they will not reproduce.
Clearly, they're right on the edge of where they can survive.
But the discovery is a sign of a changing ecosystem, and researchers are working to understand what it means for the future of these trees in a warmer world. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
We're going to hit some brand new stuff now from the album I'm Not All Right. This is the Punk Tourists on the Blurred Crusade.
There's nowhere to park your car. Don't sneak any cash.
brand new stuff from the Punk Tourists here on the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. And that track was called They Don't Pay Support Bands from I'm Not All Right 2025. Of course, Mike Shepherd is in here next with the fantabulous show Noise of Carpet. I will see you again next Wednesday at high noon. And of course, check out all my podcasts anytime at cgsf.ca. And as well, we have our podcasts, our repeat program every Thursday night at the stroke of midnight, again at cgsf.ca, and also always at 90.1 FM. I'll see you next Wednesday. Adios.
You've been listening to the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. With your host, Todd McCluskey. Join us again next week for more Blurred Memories.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.